Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Teacher. Please stay tuned.
Woke up with the light, a sky so blue upon my eyes, with a thankful heart. Today is another brand new start. I feel so positive.Wanna do my best and show this world I'm living in all of the love that I can give, give, give.
There are many things that I can do,
many things, yeah,
that can make me feel so close to you,
to you, to you, to you.
In this episode of the program, The Teacher, we want to talk about Abu Musa Jabir ibn Hayyan, mainly known in the West as Jibber, and his discoveries and the influence that had on the modern industries and modern developments of science. That's right, Jabir ibn Hayyan, an 8th century Muslim scholar and scientist, and a direct student of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, has always mentioned that my master, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, taught me the science of alchemy and chemistry. And this is very much astonishing for the Muslims to know that a religious leader, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, son of Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, was the master of all natural sciences, and so many students benefited from his presence. So Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq was not only a master of jurisprudence and the teacher of jurisprudence and theology, but rather the natural sciences like alchemy and chemistry.
تسمعنا وترانا الله الله إنا نرجوك الغفرانا أصلحنا ويانا واغفر خطايانا الله الله واجعل في الجنة مثوانا.
One very important question regarding the Muslim scientists and scholars have always been that, okay, these people did great works. Now the question is that, is there any connection between the findings of these past scholars, especially the Muslim ones, and the new developments done in the non-Muslim lands? Maybe some of our Muslim youth ask this question, that okay, you had a golden age of Islam, but nowadays the golden age is for the science done in the West. We do not ignore that, and we do not negate that. There have been so many developments in the Western world. But it's better to know that, what were the roots of these findings in the modern developments done in the Western Scientology, and in fact the scientific developments in the West? One of the main things, and one of the very beautiful relations that we can make between Jabir ibn Hayyan, Jibber, and the modern industry and Muslim civilization is regarding the production of perfume or colognes. You know that perfumes and colognes are in fact produced by distillation and in distilleries. And these perfumes and colognes that are very much a successful industry nowadays in the world, the money that is made in this industry is very much high. It is classified into, we can say, producing perfumes for men, women, even kids, has been done through the distillation process. And this distillation process, that is to make a liquid stronger or purer by heating it until it changes to a gas and then cooling it so it changes back to liquid, has been developed by Jabir ibn Hayyan. In fact, the laboratory equipment and materials that are documented in the books of Jabir ibn Hayyan were really shocking on that time. The process of which is done nowadays in the modern development of producing perfumes, gas, petroleum, and so many other, we can say, productions that are related to liquid. So only the instruments are more complicated. The method is the same as was done by Jaber ibn Hayyan.
Jaber al-Kindi, Razi and Ibn Sina. What links these 9th century Islamic alchemists to Dior, Givenchy, Lancome and Chanel? Well, today's multi-billion pound perfume industry owes it all to a process first developed in search of the fifth element, the quintessence, a process known to you and me as distillation. The Islamic chemists became masters in the art of distillation. Al-Kindi's 9th century book describes no fewer than 107 methods and recipes for perfume making. And even the equipment such as this, the alambic or still, continues to bear its Arabic name. Their ideas eventually migrated here, near Grasse in the south of France. A perfect climate and the right kind of soil has meant that the perfume industry still flourishes here after 700 years. Once the flowers have been harvested, it's now time to distill them. The water is warmed to just under 100 degrees using a pressurized boiler. The resulting steam traps the essential oil as it passes through the alambic, full of lavender stalks. The water oil vapor is carried up and out of the vat through the gooseneck. The gases then travel around coiled tubes that are immersed in cold water. The cooled mixture condenses and funnels out through a lead-off pipe into a collecting flask. So basically what's happening is the oil is rising to the top because it's lighter than the water.
Yeah.
And then you're able to drain off the pure oil mix.
Yeah.
Into this.
Exactly.
So how much would you make, Michel?
We need 50 kilo of lavender to make 1 liter of essence.
So that's basically about 30 of these bunches that would make one of these bottles.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of hard work.
And we need to carry up, to pick up some more lavender, so hurry up.
These 9th century scholars evolved chemistry from an occult art to a scientific discipline. Their systematic approach led to another distillation discovery that today affects every person and every nation on Earth. It is perhaps the most precious substance on the planet. Who would have thought that this black sludge, known in Arabic as naft, could hold so many uses? Without distillation of crude oil, we'd have no petrol, cooking gas, plastics and diesel. In fact, it has over 4,000 uses.
There's faith in my world. It comes back to your teachings and all your words. From your life I have learned to be patient and caring at every turn. The reason I'm strong, you're where I belong. In a world spinning out of control, the reason for my pride, you are my guide. And I will always follow your way, your way, your way. Oh, alayka sallallahu. Oh Muhammad, peace and blessings on you every day. Alayka sallallahu, oh Muhammad, you inspire me in every way. I promise that wherever I go, whenever I pray, I'll be sending you praise with the words that I say. Rasulallah, oh Muhammad, peace and blessings on you every day.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program The Teacher. In this episode, we are talking about the relations that might exist between the findings of Jaber ibn Hayyan, the father of alchemy, and the modern findings of the science, especially regarding chemistry and alchemy in the modern world. Now, perfume, also known in the Arabic language as attar or atr, has a very important and significant role in the lives of the Muslims. We have a very important hadith from Prophet Muhammad who said that three things are loved by me: prayer or salat, perfume, and women. And of course, by women here are the qualities of women and not the physical, we can say, characteristics of the women. The qualities of the women which make them significant and which make them the mothers and the pious and chaste women of the world. This meant by Prophet Muhammad by liking the women. So, three things: perfume, prayer, and women. Perfume. Why? I mean, attar. Why? Nowadays, it is a custom among the Muslims in the world. Before doing their salat, some of them put pleasant aroma or sweet scent upon themselves, and this has been a very, very beautiful custom among the Muslims of being pleasant in the society. So when you are entering a mosque and you put this pleasant aroma and sweet scent of the attar or perfume on yourself, in fact, you are making yourself more sociable for the people in the community. This is also another sign of the cleanliness of the Muslims, that when you are entering into a ritual like Salat or Hajj pilgrimage or visiting a holy shrine, you must be pure and you must be clean. And the pleasant aroma and the pleasant perfume that you use and you put on yourself, we can say, make the society a better place to live. So now we could see that this distillation and the distillery instruments that were first discovered by Jaber ibn Hayyan and then developed has been of very much use in producing perfume or attars across the world. And nowadays we can see that the modern people have used these non-alcoholic perfumes in order to have a nice smelling and fragrance. And this is the main difference between the Muslims using perfumes and the non-Muslims, because the non-Muslim ones has been combined with the alcoholic form, but the perfumes and the attars are non-alcoholic, produced through distillation. In fact, it is very much pure.
We are at the busy streets of Bhindi Bazaar in South Mumbai. These long chains of shops, primarily occupied by clothing outlets, are interspersed with precious attar shops, like precious diamonds studded in lush embroidered sari. Attar or itr is an Arabic word for concentrated oil-based perfume extracted usually from flowers and wood. Attar is preferred for religious gatherings for being alcohol-free. Sold in decorated glass decanters called attardans, attars can cost from a few hundreds to several thousands of rupees. Attardans can itself add too much of the cost of attar and are revered by attar users as collectibles. An aromatic resin-based attar distilled from a mold-infected heartwood called oud or agarud is one of the costliest attars. While there is a differentiated opinion on the origins of attar, attar seems to have gained its fame in the Mughal era. Traditionally, attars were made and sold by a religious community called attar or attarwalas. But attar business today is no longer restricted to any religious sect. Beauty of attar is bespoke fragrance. A skilled attarwala can get you a custom-made fragrance based on your preferences. Attar business in the present day sees major exports to the Middle East. Youngsters are adding new flavors, bringing technical edge from the perfume technology. The one we met had a degree in perfumery from France. We met attar zealots who made us feel attar to be a necessity rather than a luxury. We asked them the fragrance they are loyal to, and here's what they had to say. Attar continues her stride till day with her imperial gait. With her chin up, she looks over centuries ahead.
About your creation, it's so beautiful out here. A symphony of nature.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program The Teacher. I hope you enjoyed this program on Jaber Ibn Hayyan and his findings. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. To another episode. Goodbye.
Creator.